This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we start with news breaking today. Boston Public Schools will delay its next phase of returning to classroom learning. 3, 4, and 5-year-old students were slated to return next week. That's now been pushed back to October 22nd at the earliest, according to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Here's Mayor Walsh at a press conference announcing the decision earlier today.
I want to be absolutely clear. We will continue to ensure that our schools are prepared to protect the health and safety of our students, our teachers, and all of the people and any of the people that are in them.
So the move comes in response to Boston having an uptick in coronavirus cases. The positive test rate for last week was 4.1%. On the line to tell us more is WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young. Hey there, Carrie.
Hi, Tiziana.
So tell us a little bit more about the decision, Carrie. What did the mayor say today?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like there were a lot of factors that went into this. He said that seeing the city numbers tick up was definitely discouraging. And Mayor Walsh and the superintendent also re-upped several public health messages of, like, the importance of wearing masks and staying away from those large gatherings. And the important thing to note here, too, is that the district is not ending in-person instruction altogether. They are allowing the students that did already go back into buildings, and those are the students with high needs, like English learners, homeless students, and students with special needs. They can continue to go back because Walsh says that this student group really needs that in-person learning the most.
This decision came down to me realizing that our highest need students need the district as their choice. We are their chance for success to help them move forward.
The Boston Teachers Union has also posted a statement today saying that they do agree with this decision to delay that reopening process, although union leaders did continue to push for things like more air quality testing and facilities inspections, as they have been. This announcement is also part of the agreement that the district had with the union that after infection rates go above 4%, working in person becomes optional then for teachers.
So that raises a question. Was this an actual decision for the mayor and the district, or was this more of an automatic trigger, something automatically triggered due to that agreement?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure, but I mean, you know, that part of the agreement saying working from home or working in the building is now a choice for teachers, that was part of the official agreement, you know, and that was an MOU, so it was something that the district had to stick to. And so that could raise some potential problems, like depending on how many teachers do opt out of coming in, you know, that idea of increasing the amount of kids in the building could pose some staffing shortages. So I think that might have factored into this decision. And then also, you know, you have that guidance from the State Department of Education. Boston has been in their red category for a couple of weeks when it comes to infection rates. And that's at the point where they recommend that districts switch to in-person learning. So there were a couple of factors here.
Wait, I'm sorry. Recommend that they switch to in-person learning or remote learning?
In-person. No, you're right. I misspoke there, that they switch to remote learning only.
Okay, so that Wednesday today, next week is when this parents were planning on sending their kids to school. That's 5 days from now. So that's a lot of plan adjustment to make in a short period of time. Have you heard any parent reaction?
I mean, yeah, parents are definitely disappointed, especially the parents that did want to send their kids back. You know, there is part of part of the thinking is, you know, just wanting some kind of schedule to rely on, though. I mean, I think we've seen with how this pandemic has rolled out, it's got to be kind of a wait and see sort of thing. So in some senses, this wasn't, you know, totally out of left field. But parents of the kids who are already back say that they appreciate the district prioritizing kids with high needs. One of them was Roxanne Harvey, and she's the chair of Boston Special Education Parent Advisory Council. Here's what she said.
This opportunity to be back in school has changed our children. Just seeing them and start to open up and just these 2 days of being in school, it's almost like seeing different children.
So to that point, those kids are staying in school, as you've mentioned. How is the district squaring that? If it's not safe for other students to return, How are they talking about safety for the students who are staying?
Well, I mean, I think it's a matter of like balancing benefits and risks here. There are only about 1,300 kids back in the building right now. Those are the kids that, you know, can be listed under that high needs category. And so, you know, having that few kids in the building does reduce transmission risk. You know, the district as a whole is 55,000 students. So in comparison, spread out all of their buildings, there's not a lot of people in them at the moment. And the mayor and the superintendent also stress that they do have a lot of faith in how effective, you know, their new cleaning protocols are and how effective their, you know, mask policies are.
I noticed too, Carrie, that both the mayor and Superintendent Conselius talked about the other kinds of risks for these high-need students that can't be mitigated in the same way that COVID risks can be. So does that seem to be figuring into the calculus?
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, you know, one thing that was talked a lot about at the press conference was just, you know, the risk of regressing, especially when you know, there are skills that students have been working on for a really long time. And a lot of the high need students need, you know, pretty significant wraparound services. That's really hard for an individual parent or even individual family to have the skills to be able to do effectively. And so that was definitely part of the calculus.
Okay, so the announcement today was only for the students who are slated to return next week. There's another phase, which includes grades 1 through 3. That's scheduled for the 22nd and the 26th. So two questions. Could those phases be delayed as well? And has the district made any commitment about timelines by which it would make such decisions?
Outside of their, you know, sort of plan that they posted in the late summer about like, here's our goal of when we want to open, you know, they aren't really committing to anything. You know, Superintendent Brenda Caselius said that this pandemic is an evolving situation and, you know, she's making decisions as new information comes in. Here's how she described it.
We're all watching carefully the public health metrics to determine if this recent uptick is a trend or if we have to continue to evaluate our current plans and adjust those accordingly.
And one thing that Mayor Walsh also added was that if the city and the district and, you know, public health officials do determine that things are really unsafe for pretty much anyone to be in the building, he said he's not afraid to close the buildings again. So that is on the table. We just don't know exactly what might trigger that.
So Boston is the biggest school district in the state. Carrie, do you think other districts might follow suit or maybe have other districts made similar decisions already recently?
Yeah, I mean, in Framingham, there was a pretty significant uptick in COVID-19 cases there just recently, and they just announced that they are scaling back their plans to return to in-person learning. So I think, you know, as we see infection rates rise, this is something that more and more districts are turning to.
What's the biggest thing you're going to be watching for now, Carrie?
You know, I mean, it's just like these individual you know, what's the triggers that districts will be using to say, okay, we're closing completely, or, you know, those very specific things. I think it's really hard for districts to say right now, and I think there's definitely a push and pull from different stakeholders in regards to when they need to do that. So that's one thing we're keeping an eye out on and keeping close tabs on our desk.
All right, that's WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.